Dictation for John, J-O-A-N, Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, January 26, 33. Addresses a letter to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, and P-583-1914. Dear Nikki, consultation for Mrs. Fisher, a change of kidney function, comes accompanied with daughter Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y. John is hard of hearing, blood pressure on medications long-standing. Within the last 4-6 months, a sudden increase of systolic pressure in the 200s. Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N cardiology, did some adjustment of medication. They added chlorthalidone. Blood pressure improved, but potassium has been running now. Variable, highs and lows. There has been some weight loss, 10 pounds probably in a couple of years. She only eats one meal a day plus snacking. There is no reported vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. She has chronic nocturia 2-3 times, but no incontinence. Has been treated in the past for urinary tract infection. Used to follow with Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, urology, that has already left our state. However, no recent infection in the last 6 months. She's been getting prophylaxis with antibiotics Keflex. There is some minor lower extremity edema and varicose veins. Recently, she twisted her right ankle, causing fracture. No surgery required. Never lost consciousness. She tripped. There was no focal motor deficit, no associated chest pain palpitation. She denies increase of dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph. The past medical history. For hypertension, anxiety, depression. She denies any history of coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no TIS or stroke, no peripheral vascular disease, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgery for bilateral lens implant colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to sulfa. Next paragraph, medications include Keflex, prophylaxis, daily, years, atenolol, chlorthalidone is new, Prozac, vitamin D, and she's taking two things over the counter for protection of the kidneys. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam. She is 60.5 inches tall, present weight 131, used to be around 140, 145. Blood pressure right side, it was 132/68, standing drop to 90/48. On the left side, at 130/66. She's using a cane. She's very slender. Hard of hearing but normal speech. She has kyphosis. No palpable neck masses, no palpable lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JBD, no thyroid, lungs are clear distant, heart, no pericardial rap, no palpable liver, spleen, ascites, masses, no edema, small varicose veins, pulses are decreased, femur apoplita, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, cold hands, cold feet, but no gangrene, no focal motor deficit. She has discolor of the fingernails, all of them white with a distal band of pinkness. She was able to get in and out of the recliner, minor degree of unsteadiness. Family acknowledged some memory issues. Despite that, still she's living alone, but daughter is helping. Please add to side effects to medications, Son and Claritin. Next, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine used to be around 0.9 to 1. 2022 and 2023. In April, which is coincidental with adding crothalidone and increasing the law, in raise recent to 1.35, 1.4, 1.47. And potassium was now in the upper side, 5.2 to 5.3. August creatinine of 1.56, presenting a GFR of 31, potassium of 5.6, a normal sodium, mild metabolic acidosis of 22, glucose, normal calcium, albumin. Repeat potassium was 4.9. Parathyroid elevated at 168. Phosphorus at 5.1. No blood, no protein, no cells. Anemia 12.6 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Prior testing of renin, R-E-N-I-N, and aldosterone was unrevealing. A1C was 5.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent change of kidney function coincidental with hypertension as well as adjustment of medications, chlorthalidone, beta blocker. I'm concerned about the significant blood pressure drop, relatively symptomatic on standing. It was almost 42 points on top and about 20 points on the lower level. I'm requesting a kidney ultrasound as well as a arterial Doppler of renal arteries. We discussed that we might need to compromise not allowing the blood pressure to be too high in the sitting position, at the same time not too low standing as the patient lives alone, needs to be able to stand up, use the bathroom, moving around, be active without the risk of falling and potential fracture and complications related to that. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. The They are going to keep monitoring blood pressure at home with occasionally standing blood pressure. We will keep an eye on elevated potassium. There has been no evidence for adrenal abnormalities. Some of the high potassium relates to a higher dose of beta blocker atenolol. And of course, the acute renal failure, despite the presence of diuretics. Doctor found that one of the supplements was rich in potassium and that was discontinued. We will follow closely with you, end of the patient.